T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it is me, Bob Mitchell, in for Scoot in the afternoon as Scoot continues to heal up. Did y'all watch the Oscars last night? Here are a couple of things that I observed. I didn't know half the movies. I didn't see one of the movies. And I didn't know half the people that won. I do have a thought that would make the Oscars a little more exciting. You know, they have a time limit that they tell the winners, you can only speak X number of minutes. I would have a trap door, like on Ellen's things, and at the time the time expires, whoosh, that's it. The trap door goes down. Plus, based on Spike Lee last night, who got angry, got really, really upset because his movie, Black KKK Klansman, was nominated for Best Movie and didn't win. And he got really upset and tried to make all kind of gyrations and actually tried to leave after the movie was announced that won and these people were taking the stage from the movie Green Book. And backstage, he made the comment that it was like sitting courtside at a Knicks game and the referee blew the call. So definitely a sore loser. But wouldn't it be great if after they announced the winner, if they would do a little quick interview with all the losers and say, do you really think they were better than you? That would be my way to kind of jazz up the Oscars. Well, welcome to the show. Here's what we are going to be talking about this hour and probably the next 2 hours. Violence in the French Quarter this weekend again. So what do you think we need to do to get serious about the violence in the French Quarter? Did you go to any of this weekend's parades in the city? What was your experience? Did your family feel safe? And getting back to the French Quarter, what would you do? People have talked about making it a no-gun zone. People have talked about kind of making it like an outside mall. People have talked about using metal detectors. But in this particular case, none of that would have helped at all because the alleged killer, I guess I've got to say that, took the gun away from a security guard. So what would you do to make the French Quarter safer? You can call me at 260-1870. And a 1971 Playboy interview of legendary actor John Wayne has resurfaced, and it paints the Duke in a very racist light. He states that he believes in white supremacy, and he doesn't feel bad at all what happened to the Native Americans in the founding in our country. He said they were greedy. Nothing wrong with us taking their land. Now, they're calling to have the airport in California, which is John Wayne Airport, renamed. Do you go along with that? Would you continue to watch his movies? Should they call for a ban on all of his movies? Or do you feel that so many things, this was 1971, a lot of people thought that way at that point. And let's just play a little game here. If we go back in your past, to maybe you were a teenager, a young man, or a young woman, and we took something you said, something you did maybe with friends, and we took that excerpt of your life and made it public, would it paint you as a racist? All right, 260-1870, we're going to go to Mike. Mike, thank you for calling WWL.
Yeah, buddy, I was telling you, boy, this is getting to be something. All these little people out there wanting to dig in the stuff and stir up things, and I just can't get over it, how they, I guess that's all they're living for, huh?
So you would not change anything about John Wayne? You would not rename the airport, or will you continue to watch his movies knowing this?
I mean, a lot of actors got some great movies. Everybody's got skeletons in their closet, you know? I mean, you know, as far as, you know, me and you as God's concerned, you're not supposed to forgive, not come back with the past.
Mm-hmm. Mike, if we look back far enough in your past, is there something that maybe if we just took that excerpt of your life, that excerpt of this one particular event, would you look racist?
When I was a little kid growing up, you know, I was riding on the buses, and I didn't know what that was all about. And I didn't do nothing. I just kind of stayed out the way, you know. I was afraid I'd get my butt beat.
Yeah, well, you know, I have to admit that both of my parents were racist when I was a kid. My mother changed some as life went on. My dad never did. And, you know, growing up, I was taught that's the way it is supposed to be. And thank God that at one point in my life, probably, you know, early 20s, maybe mid 20s or something like that, I realized that the way I was raised was wrong and was able to change. I appreciate you phoning in. Let's go to Clifton in Lakeview. How are you, Clifton?
Good day, sir.
Good day to you, too. What would you like to say?
I mean, you got a lot of these old guys misbehaving. Remember, you got Kraft.
Yes.
Who's getting women enslaved women and having sex with them? But
you're talking about Robert Kraft, New England Patriots owner. He was charged Friday with two counts of soliciting prostitutes.
Yeah, they got caught in that sting, a human trafficking sting for these poor girls. They bring them over from Asia and sell them into slavery. But you know, look, Kraft is good friends with the Tea Party guy, the Trump, and Trump is, you know, and Trump's kind of, he's had a lot of sex with women for money for a lot of years, real scumbags. So they're MAGNA people. They kind of go together. Whatever they can pay for, it's fine. They don't care.
Now, Kraft is denying all of this. He said it never happened. Wasn't me. Wasn't me on the tape.
They got video of him going in there, I think. So you know what these guys are up to, these rich guys. But John Wayne. That stuff he said is pretty awful, even back in the time when it's not like one of these things like you're judging it through the lens of today. But you know, years ago, decades ago, my dad's friend installed two-way mirrors at John Wayne's house in Brentwood, and said that he came to the door in a dress.
The Duke in a dress, huh?
Yeah, he liked to watch his friends play around, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little weird, right?
It sure sounds the way. Clifton, with all the stuff that's going on in the French Quarter, I know you live in Lakeview, what suggestions would you have to make the safe quarter safer? Because I'm reading, give me just 1 second here. I want to go ahead and pull up the latest results of our Blue Runner opinion poll question, which is, do you feel safe in the French Quarter on Bourbon Street? 81% say no. I didn't think it would be that high. 81% say no. Only 19% say yes.
I don't know. I usually go. I don't go at 2 a.m., so I don't know. You know, if I go, it's to go to the Petit Theater and watch a play, or go, you know, have a nice dinner at Galtois or Gumbo Shop or something like that. We go to those night, you know, but during the day, I think it's safe. There's plenty of police walking around. The problem is, look, we got this city and the state and country just flooded with guns, and anybody can get their hands on him. Moron can get a hand on a gun. Even with a domestic violence charge on you, you can get a gun. So as long as we have a country flooded with guns. I used to live in Australia. They had one mass shooting. They got rid of all the guns. You know how many they've had since? Zero.
Wow.
So we don't care. I mean, people can, they give them thoughts and prayers, but that's just like saying, I don't really care.
Only time I've been down to the French Quarter at night is to go to Preservation Hall. That's the only time. And then, you know, we go, see the show, and then leave.
Yeah. I mean, I have some great restaurants, and I do, you know, it is a culture, you know, it's the draw of the city. And we need to,
protect it. You're right.
As long as they keep, you know, and now I think Trump is talking about putting silencers on handguns and letting people cross state lines with guns. I mean, it's just, the NRA is just in control of this country right now, and they're just flooding it with guns. And until you get rid of the guns, you're not going to have safe streets.
Well, what would you do? How would you get rid of the guns? Are you talking about banning guns in the French Quarter?
No, I'm talking. Well, I think I don't think people should ever own a handgun themselves. I mean,
you don't think? You don't think people should own handguns, even if you're trained?
No, I don't think anybody should have a handgun except police.
All right, Cliff. I mean,
there's a reason we're the only country with this much violence, right? Besides Somalia.
Thank you, Clifton.
I mean, they got guns all over the place. You're going to have violence. And look, as long as the NRA keeps getting you know, people all riled up and stuff like that, you know, politicians are going to do it. But we don't want it to change. We don't care.
All right, Clifton, I got to go. I appreciate you phoning in. You guys agree with Clifton? Clifton says one of the ways to make the French Quarter safer and just get rid of guns. No guns at all. Take guns away from people. I don't think that many people are going to back you on this one, Clifton. 260-1870. John Wayne, in an old interview, that resurfaced, says, I believe in white supremacy and on the Native Americans. We didn't do anything wrong taking the country away from them. They were just being greedy. Now there's a movement that says we need to change the name of John Wayne Airport in California. Do you go along with that? And knowing this, will you still continue to watch the Dukes movies? I'm Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the Afternoon on WWL. All right. Back with the show. It's great to listen to music like this. And it was great for me to be in radio during the Motown era, during the Beatles and the Stones era, to actually play their music at the time. It was just a great, great time for radio. All right, let's get back to our phone calls, and we'll go to George. George, thank you for calling WWL. Are you having a good day so far? Maybe not. George, are you there? Well, I guess we need to move on from George. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
There you are, Jeff. How are you doing in Ponchatoula?
I'm doing fine. How about you, Bob?
I'm doing fine. Strawberries ready yet?
Yes, sir, they are. We had a very mild winter and a wet winter, so the strawberries are going to be perfect for the festival coming up the first weekend in April.
It is a great festival. If any one of you have not made that, spend the time. I was at the store the other day and just not paying attention, because you should only buy Louisiana strawberries. All the rest of them are... And I wasn't paying attention, and I picked up a container and got them home and just ate one of them. And I said, this is not Louisiana strawberries. It's like the difference between tomatoes and Creole tomatoes.
Yes, sir. You probably had something from California.
I believe you're right. And speaking of California, they want to change the name of John Wayne Airport after this 1971 interview got re-released. What do you think of that?
Well, I'm calling in in regards to a caller who commented on the Moisant Stockyards, MSY, on the baggage tags that everyone gets. And my last name is Moisant, and that's my family. And so I just wanted to correct a couple of things. First of all, John Bivens Moisant, you can look that up on the internet, and you can find the history. He was my great uncle, and he was a stunt pilot, and he was flying his biplane near the current day Louis Armstrong Airport, and he fell out of it, believe it or not, and died. And so the airport is actually named as a memorial to John Moisant. And it was not owned or donated by the Moisant family.
Jeff, did your family approve the change to Louis Armstrong?
They were not even asked. It was just changed. It was we had no ownership rights to the airport, and so it was strictly, he was in an air show, and he was a participant, and as I said, he died in the crash, and so the airport is actually named as a memoriam to him.
Wow. Didn't know that. I appreciate you giving us that info. What are your thoughts on the situation with John Wayne. This is an old interview, and I have to admit, I did not know anything about this interview. I did not know it even exists. Someone dug it up, and of course, that's what people do now. They dig up things on you 20, 30, 40 years ago and release it, and it definitely paints him as a picture of being an absolute racist. He says, I believe in white supremacy. In the interview, he actually said he didn't think black people were smart enough to run the country. When it comes to the Indians, he said they were greedy, and there was nothing wrong with taking their land. I know it definitely changes how I think about him. Will I stop watching his movies? Probably not, because I do like some of the movies. And I think we all have things now, maybe not something this severe, but most of us, if you know, especially if you're over 50 or 60 years old, and you go back to when you were maybe an older teenager or a young teenager, and if you grew up in certain areas like I did, my parents taught me to be a racist.
Well, Bob, I like you. I'm 64 now, and my parents were very racist, and I went to Catholic schools primarily so I didn't have to go to school with blacks.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a Jesuit, there were only two blacks. Now, I believe half the school's black. It's just that times have changed, and I don't blame John Wayne for the way he felt, because he probably was grown up that way. And I would not change that airport, and I would not put his movies on hold, because that was a victim. He was a victim of the times.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you can blame him for that.
I agree. You know, with me, we were taught to stay away from black people as a kid. My father did not want me playing with black kids. But as so many kids, you have a tendency to ignore what your father says. But I still remember one afternoon, we were playing football against some black kids that lived nearby. And it was kind of interesting. We all had equipment, shoulder pads and helmets. They had nothing. And they beat our butts in the ground. But my dad happened to get off a bus because it was on Elysian Fields, and he saw me playing with the kids. I got a spanking when I got home because he said,
well,
I told you
what,
to stay away from those people.
Bob, I have about five best friends. Three of them are black.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't believe in what I was taught as a child. And I mean, society has changed. And those people are equal to us.
Absolutely.
If you look at sports today, which they excel in, look at LSU.
Mm-hmm.
Their football, their basketball. Now, not so much their baseball. Their baseball is predominantly white.
30 seconds, Jeff. Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
I said 30 seconds left. Go ahead.
Oh, but if you look at that, things have definitely changed, and I have changed with it. So that's all I wanted to say, Bob.
I'm with you, Jeff. I feel exactly the same way. I was taught something, thank God, that my thinking changed, and I got away from those ideas. All right, if you're on hold, please stay with me. If you want to call, it's 260-187. You can text me at 870-870. I'm Bob Mitchell, and for Scoot in the Afternoon on WWL, we're going to break for CBS News. And as we get back to our phones, our Blue Runner opinion poll question, do you feel safe in the French Quarter and on Bourbon Street? It's amazing. Last time I checked, it was like almost 90 to 10 that people did not feel safe. We had another shooting over the weekend. One dead, three shot. What more can be done to protect the public in the French Quarter? Some people are still talking about metal detectors. Some people are mentioning it should be a gun-free zone. All that might be a good idea, but in this particular case, it would have not helped at all because the shooter took the gun away from a security guard. So what is your thoughts? What do you think we can do to make the French Quarter safer? Because as someone mentioned earlier, you know, this is such a feature of the city. it's one of the things that people look forward to when they come to New Orleans, and that is visiting the French Quarter. And we don't want them to have a negative opinion of the French Quarter. You can call me at 260-1870, and we will continue to take some calls about John Wayne. There was an interview that someone dug up from 1971. John Wayne said, "I believe in white supremacy, and I don't feel we did anything wrong taking this great country away from the Indians. It was a matter of survival, and they were just being greedy." All right, let's go to, is it Marcia and Gonzalez? Hi, Marcia, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Okay, so John Wayne, let me address that first. John Wayne was 64 years old when that interview was done.
Mm-hmm.
Segregation had taken place and everything. He was in Hollywood, surrounded by lots of black people. So this is who he was. This is how he felt. If you're on the planet for 6 decades, you have a chance to change. You should see the world differently. This is who he was. Your last caller, I think his name was Dave or Jeff or whomever, the man who referred to black people as those black people, those people,
mm-hmm.
and I quote, those people, and he's not racist. He has 3 black best friends. LSU is doing well, the football and the basketball team, because they have black people on it, but baseball not so much. He is the epitome of racist. So, I mean, to refer to black people as those people, but you're not racist? I mean, we're human beings.
Well, so, Marcia, let me tell you this. When I was a kid, when I was a young teenager, that's the way my parents referred to black people. So,
okay, but that's when you're a child. When you're a child, you do childish things.
Mm-hmm.
When you're an adult, you speak as an adult. I can't quite quote the Bible verse right now because I'm a little upset that he actually says he's not a racist, but yet he refers to black people as those people. When you're a child, you do childish things. But when you grow up and you're an adult, you should see the world differently.
Well, I did. You know, when I was about, I guess, 19 going on 20, you know, I was in radio and in entertainment. And I realized that, you know, first of all, even as a kid, I didn't feel comfortable with what my parents told me, but they're your mom and your dad, so you listen to them. But as I got older, as I got into radio, I realized that's just not the way life is. You can't treat people that way.
And it's not. And believe me, I get it. My family is nothing but a gumbo. We are, you know, we have everything mm-hmm. and everyone in our family, and I was never raised to, you know, to be that way. My dad's best friends from the time I can actually remember, and I'm almost 50 years old, they're white.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were my family. They were family. They were no different than anyone else. But, you know, for this gentleman to say John Wayne also was a victim of the times. Well, are the kids who's out here shooting and killing victims of the times? No, you have to take responsibility for yourself. And John Wayne should have known better at the age of 64.
Yeah, that was even brutal for that time to say something like that.
Exactly. That's 1971. That's who he was. Should the airport be renamed? Yeah, it should. California's very liberal,
mm-hmm.
so they should, you know, their airport should represent, you know, who they are, a liberal state.
Well, Marcia, I appreciate the phone call. I thank you for picking up on that. I didn't pick up on that when he said it that way, but I can.
Oh, he did. You can read.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you.
I was like, oh my God, I was just listening. I'm not going to call in, but because my phone's about to die. But when he said that, I'm like, oh my God, like, you know, clutching my pearls. Oh my gosh.
Well, I have found one thing, and I don't want to offend anyone by saying this. But the people who say, I'm not a racist, I have a lot of black friends, those are the ones you have to be most worried about.
Exactly.
Marcia,
do you bring them over to your house to eat with you? Are they a part of your family? Are y'all breaking bread together? No. You know, but yet you make these statements. I'm sorry.
Well,
I just can't.
But I believe this. If you can have different opinions. You know, if I find out that a friend of mine is a racist, I can disagree with him, but I can still go grab a hamburger with him.
No, I don't think
no.
so. Because that means that I agree with how he's living. And I'm sorry, I will not break bread with you. If I mean, we can disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter, stop it. We can disagree. Like, I disagree with people on politics and everything, and I'm okay with that. But, you know, politics is a little different from how you actually feel about a human being based on their skin.
But sometimes you can help the person. If I'm having lunch with someone and they drop the N-word, I'm going to say, I don't feel comfortable with you saying that.
Right. If this is their first time, you're having lunch with them and they say that and you're like, oh my gosh. But if you like know, if I know that this is who you mm-hmm. are and you are deep rooted into it, I'm sorry, I will not take the time to break bread with you because you don't like me. You're tolerating me, but you don't like me based on my outward appearance. You have no idea who I am on the inside.
Well, Marcia, I like you, but I have to go to a break, okay?
All right. You have a good day.
You too. All right. Bye-bye. We are going to come right back. Our phone number is 260-1870. Ian, you're picking some great music. Can I just shut up and listen to the music? I can? Yeah. No. All right. I'm indulging myself here. Let's go to Kim. Kim, thank you for calling WWL.
Hey, Mr. Mitchell, how are you today?
I'm hanging. Okay, Mr. Kim, how are you? I'm hanging in there.
I'm fine. I wanted to talk about the gun control and
sure.
being a former teacher. I think it goes way back to education. I mean, we treat teachers like crap.
Yes, we do.
When I first started teaching, I was in a classroom with a computer and a desk. That's all I had. And I have a friend of mine who just started teaching, and she's calling me begging for supplies. She's buying stuff with her own money, and it's sad. And it's going to be hard to control the guns because they're out here now.
You know, Kim,
in a perfect world, no guns would be better, but it's not going to happen. It's never going to go away.
I have a daughter who teaches. People do not know what teachers have to go through.
The students
rule the class. No matter what they do, they rule the class.
I have a buddy who quit teaching to become a garbage collector, and guess what? Making more money. and that's the guy's on the shoot. He's making more money.
Okay, before I take up all your time and have to go to a break, go ahead. You said you wanted to make a comment about John Wayne also?
Oh, yeah. I was surprised to hear that you didn't hear that before because I was very insulted by your caller also who said those people because I guess I can be considered one of those people. But maybe he needs to do his ancestry, because when I did my ancestry.com, mm-hmm. I always thought I was African-American. That's what they called me. I found out 30% European, 10% Asian and Native American.
Well, here's my policy with things like that. You know, I have several black friends, but I never refer to them. I would never say, oh, look, my black friend John or my black friend Walter.
Right.
Never. I never refer to them. Well, they're just my friends.
And my father, ever since I was a boy, my father, he never looked at John Wayne movies. Because in the black community, mm-hmm. we've been doing this about John Wayne. John Wayne didn't want any black people in his movies. He didn't want to star on the stage with black people. He didn't. So we, in the black community, we've been doing this about John Wayne.
Yes. See, what I suggest people do, because I, be honest with you, I don't feel comfortable reading what he said in the interview. So if you want to know what he really said, just go online and read it because I don't feel comfortable enough. Actually, he was said some terrible things.
Right.
Even for that year.
Because I already know how he is. Yeah. Like I said, we've been knowing this. Yeah. And anybody who feels that way about another race of people should not have, I don't care if you're black, white, green, brown, mm-hmm. anybody who feels that way about another race of people should not have anything named after him. Nothing. And I don't care.
Kim, I appreciate you phoning in. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right. We will take a break right now. If you're on hold, I promise I'll get to you right after the top of the hour. Our Big 870 Blue Runner opinion poll question is, do you feel safe in the French Quarter and on Bourbon Street? You can go to WWL.com and cast your vote. And when I come back after this break, I'll give you the results. Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the afternoon on WWL. All right. Incredible Bob Dylan. Like a Rolling Stone. Ian, you're teasing me by playing all these songs, playing portions of them. My goodness gracious. When I hear music like this and the Stones and the Beatles and classic Motown, I thank God for putting me in music radio at the time where we could play all these songs. I got paid money to go to the radio station, play music like this, and have a good time. I should have been paying them money. All right, let's get back to what we're talking about. One of the subjects in an old interview, 1971 interview with John Wayne, it surfaced, and in it, Wayne said, "I believe in white supremacy. You know, the Native Americans," he said, "I don't feel we did anything wrong taking that great country away from them. They were being selfish, and it was a matter of survival for us." Here's a text message. And what they want to do now is there's some calls to rename John Wayne Airport in California. Bill Cosby is in prison for drugging and taking advantage of women, and The Cosby Show plays every day. Why isn't that show canceled? Will you continue to watch John Wayne movies knowing all of this? Let's go to Mark. Mark, thank you for calling WWL.
Hey,
hey, Mark.
Bob, can you hear me, buddy?
I can hear you fine. Will this affect you watching any of John Wayne's movies?
No, I don't care. Yeah, I have no interest in avoiding any of that stuff.
All right.
If it comes on, I want to watch it, I'm going to watch it. And they might as well rename it, you know, just get it over with, get past it and all that stuff, whether you believe or not.
Yeah, I think
why I called.
I think you're right on that one. I think they're probably going to have to rename the airport. This interview has been in the file since 1971, but someone dug it up and released it, and so I think they're going to have to deal with that. But I will continue to watch his movies. Only because I like them. Okay? And I think what happens in the past, I don't know. You just have to. We are not going to be able to change everything that happened in the past. We can't. Anyway,
so let me bring up two quick points. One, I am sick and tired of the people in New Orleans. I've noticed in the past 6 months the amount of pointless vandalism, the graffiti all over the town, and it's getting to the point where it's just horrible. I want people to hear me and take a notice of what I'm talking about. It is everywhere. And it's, you know, these are the people that come here and they say, "Oh, what a great culture." They're either high or drunk all day, all night, and then they run around and do this kind of nonsense. They have no idea what the culture in New Orleans is.
Mark, you got 1 minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, spraying graffiti is not part of the culture. Now, here's another thing about that French Quarter. I drive for Uber. People come from out of town. They say, "Oh, blah, blah, blah. What about the French Quarter?" I tell them, you know what's likely to happen? Just what happened last weekend. Somebody will grab a gun, try and shoot someone, miss him, and kill an innocent bystander. I said, so the chances of that happening to you are slim. But I want you to know that's what happens, and it happens all the time. This does happen all the time. I don't know what the answer is, but I do know that this is the way it is. I never tell people to go down there. And if they go there, I say you go with a destination in mind.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go to Antoine's, go to Antoine's. But don't walk around and make yourself a target. So anyway, you know, I could say a lot more, but I know you're running out of time. I'm tired of the race problems. The people are making race the biggest issue in the world, and nobody wants to get over whatever hard feelings they have. I've been treated badly by black people and white people, you know. Manners is not a matter of color.
Got to go, Mark. Thank you so very much. We will come back after the top of the hour on the Big 870 WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.